today is a fast day, Tzom Gedalia, and also is Aser Simei Tshuva. And really, we could speak about this on every single fast day, but it's especially relevant today. And that is the Haftorah. At Mincha, we lane. We're laning for a fast day. You lane the Haftorah that we do on every single fast day. But this fast day today, the Haftorah is different. Is more unique, is more special. It's the same Haftorah, but it takes on a whole different level of meaning. The Haftorah begins in Yeshaya Perek Nun Hei, Pasuk Vav and Pasuk Zayin. Dirshu Hashem Bihi Matzo. Just seek Hashem when he could be found. Kira'uhu bi'oso karov. Call upon him when he's near. Again, we lay this every single fast day. But the Gemara tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, 18a, that this pasuk is referring to none other than Aser Simei Tshuva. The day that Hashem can be found and is near is right now, during these days. And therefore there's a bigger inyan to go ahead and seek out Hashem and to call out to Hashem during these 10 days. So maybe when Rabbi Wilner leans the Haftorah, we'll ask him to this first pasuk just to say a little louder than all other fast days. But it's special for now, for Aser Simei Tshuva, and for the fast day, Dirshu Hashem b'Yimatzo, that you should seek Hashem out when he could be found. Kra'u, call out to him when he is near. That's right now during Aser Simei Tshuva. Then the next pasuk says, Yazov Rasha Darko V'ish Oven Machshavosav, that the wicked one should he should leave his wicked ways. V'ish Oven Machshavosav, and the iniquitous man, he should leave his thoughts. Yashov Al Hashem, a person should return to Hashem. Now, this pasuk is quoted by the Rambam in a few different places. The first in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Vav. The Rambam quotes that Gemara that I mentioned before, and he says as follows: Afal Pisha Tshuva veHatzaka Yafel Olam. Even though Tshuva and calling out, crying out to Hashem, is always good. Baseres Hayamim, during these 10 days, Shebein Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim, Ki Yafa B'Yoseh. It's even more beautiful, even more special. Umiskabeles Himiyad. Very, very powerful. Three words of the Rambam that he adds on, that it's accepted right away. Our tefillah during these 10 days, right away. Shenemar, and he quotes the pasuk of the Haftorah, Dirshu Hashem Bihi Matzo. That we call out to Hashem, we search out for Hashem when he's found, that's during these 10 days. So Hashem is so close, is so close to us right now, that our tefillah, miskabelas, miyad, is right away. Then earlier, the Rambam quotes the next part of the pasuk. The Rambam says, in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, he says, Umayi atshuva, what is tshuva? Usheyazov hachotei cheto. A person should leave his sins. V'yasir machshavosav, and he should also remove them from his thoughts, not just from his actions, but his plans, his thoughts for averos should be taken away as well. V'yigmor belibo shelo yaseu od, he should decide, resolve in his heart not to do them again. And he quotes the pasuk that we just said in the Haftorah, Shenemar Yazov Rasha Darko V'gomer, that the Rasha should leave his way, etc. Some of the commentaries on the Rambam explain that the Rambam is coming from the etc. part, from the V'gomer, V'ish Oven Machshavosav, that he should leave his heart, his thoughts, like it said, V'yasir Machshavosav, he should take it out of his thought process, that a person, again from this pasuk, in the Haftorah, we learn that idea of azivas achet, that a person should remove himself from the chet, not just from the actions, but even from the thoughts, like total cleanliness of of who we really want to become. But the Rambam quotes the second part, the second pasuk, in another Rambam as well, later on, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel, sorry. He said as follows, Al tomar she'in tshuva ela me'aveiro she'esh behen maisa. Don't think that tshuva is just from the averos that have an action to it. Gion znus, illicit relations, gezel, gneva, stealing. Elakashem shetzarech adam lashuv me'elu, just like a person has to remove himself from all these bad actions. Kach husarech lechapes b'deos raos. He also has to search for his bad deos. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos says that deos means midos. He has to look at his bad character traits. Sheyesh lo, v'lashuv min hakas, should do tshuva from anger, min eva, hatred, min akina, jealousy. Goes to the different things that a person, midos, they're not actions, they're not things that you can look at and say, oh, he did this, he did that. It's thought process, running after money, running after honor, running after certain foods, kosher foods, of course. You see, the actions are good. The actions are fine. It's the mida that is in it. It's the character trait that's behind it that is problematic. From hakol tzarech lachzor b'tshuva. A person has to do tshuva from those things as well. A lot of times we focus on, oh, I did this to that person. I spoke lashon hara. I want to be better child. I wanted this. I wanted that. We always look at our actions. But the Rambam is saying that it's not enough to just look at our actions. You also have to look at our midos. And he points out the elu avonos kashim me'osim sheish me'maisa. These are harder than the ones that we did in action. We just don't do that thing anymore. But to get rid of anger, to get rid of jealousy, to get rid of the pursuit for money and for honor, that is so much more ingrained within us that it's harder. In fact, when the Rambam told us to stop doing both, he switches his language, very nuanced. He says, there's tshuva from the averos that have an action. Lashuv me'elu, you have to do tshuva, you have to return from those. But you also have to be, as an extra word, lechapes b'deos. When it comes to our bad midos, when our bad character traits, not enough just to say I won't do them again. We have to look for them. A lot of times, we don't even realize. It's hard for us to even acknowledge that we have an anger problem or that we run after things that aren't needed. When it comes to actions, yeah, it's black and white. We know we did this and we didn't do that. But when it comes to bad midos, a lot of times our own ego, our own self, blinds us from being able to see what's real. So therefore the Rambam adds in the word lechapes. You have to search it out. Who am I? What do I do? The good stuff that I do, what's motivating me? What's pushing me to those areas? And that, the Rambam says, is harder. It's harder to do tshuva from our midos than from those that have an action. Shebizman she'adam nishka be'elu, because when you're stooped in it, kashavu lefroshman, it's very hard to get out of those things. V'cheinu omer, yazov rasha v'gomer. He quotes the second pasuk in this week's, in today's Haftorah, again, that a person should leave, an evil person should leave, again, he says, etc. And the Mefarshim have a question of which part of the pasuk is he coming from. Then he say again, it's from the etc. From the next part, to each oven machshavosav, that it's from the thought process, the midos, that the way a person thinks and he wants and he desires, that's what we're trying to get out. And others say, no, it's from the first part, yazov rasha darko, that the Rambam is coming, midayik, he's coming to point out from the word darko, it's his way. There's one thing, actions. Actions are things that I do. I did it, I didn't do it, I should do it, I won't do it. That's not my way. My way are these midos, are these character traits that define me. My way is one that I snap at people. My way is that I'm anxious. My way is that I can't tolerate other people. My way is that I want more money. My way is that I do whatever I have to do to get my honor. I want to be heard and sheer. I want everyone to know that I'm this. I want everyone to see who I am. That's my way. That's not what I do. It's my way. And therefore, the Rambam again is quoting this pasuk, Yazov Rasha Darko, that the person who has it, bad midos, has to get it out of his way. And it's harder because it's your way. This is who I am. This is who I identify myself as. And I need to go ahead and try to get that out. But this second pasuk is coming right after the first pasuk. Which means that in the first pasuk we saw in the Gemara, in the Rambam, that during these 10 days, Hashem is closer, and we can answer, get our tefillos answered right away. So that means that it's easier for us to go ahead and do tshuva during these 10 days. It's being helped. Hashem is right there. We just have to reach out a little bit. To the extent that our midos, whoever works in their midos during these 10 days, it's easier in order to obtain what we want to get to that perfect way. Just to close, the Maral writes in Sefer Netzach Yisrael, in Perek Ches, in the 8th chapter, he goes through the different fast days and why they happened at specific times, specific days, dates even, and specific times of the year. And he explains that Gedaliah ben Achikam, he was assassinated right after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, and there's still some people left in Yerushalayim. Nebuchadnezzar let Gedaliah govern over the area, and then he was assassinated. So that was related to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It was an aftermath of that. It was when the tzaddikim also had to be brought up to Hashem. And he asks, all the other dates that he explained, Tisha B'Av, Shavasa B'Tamuz, Asar B'Tavis also, he goes through the different fasts and he says, why it had to happen on those dates? He said, why did the death of a righteous person have to happen during Tishrei? And he even explains the third of Tishrei. But why the month of Tishrei? Why now during Aseret Yemei Teshuva? And he says something fascinating. He says there's a difference between the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and a tzaddik that passes on and goes up to Shemayim. The destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is, the Beis HaMikdash is temporarily not here. We have to wait for the next one. But the tzaddik doesn't temporarily disappear. He continues on his path to get closer to Hashem. In this world, the tzaddik was in a physical body, and now he just gets closer to Hashem after he passes on in a place where there's no physical body. And he says, you don't have time to read the whole thing, but just to read this one part, he says, that is specifically during the time of Aseret Yemei Teshuva that it's fitting for that process of getting closer to Hashem for it to happen. Ki Aseret Yemei Teshuva, the 10 days of repentance and muchanim, they are set. They are prepared. These 10 days are fitting for the physical to be removed and for a person to become even more holy. There's no doubt about this. During the reason Gedaliah had to die was in order for the chomri, the physicality, to be removed from this world, so to become more spiritual. Hayabizman azedah is during this time specifically. Ve'inzman miyuchad v'salak ha-kedusha min aguf rak aseres me'tshuva. The time for kedusha to be removed from the physical is during these 10 days, during aseres me'tshuva. Sheba oso zman ha-kol shavim. Because during that time, everyone returns. V'pchisus ha-guf ha-chomri. From the physical part of the person. Kimoshi is by, let me explain. Meaning, Gedaliah, the tzaddik, got rid of the chomrius, rid of the gashmius, got rid of his physicality, got closer to Hashem. That happened specifically during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, when everyone has an opportunity. Dirshu Hashem b'imatzo, Hashem is so much closer, we're able to get so much closer, so much more easily, our tefillos get answered miyad, right away. That's all able to happen during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. We're able to do tshuva from our actions and also from our midos, from our character traits, in a much more easy way because we're prone now for getting up higher in our kedusha. So we don't want to let these days pass over. We don't want it to go by. We want to milk it as much as we can from every single moment, every single davening, every single mitzvah, every single extra second that we could put in, whether it's during the break, whether it's at night, whether it's coming early to davening, whatever it can. This is the time that we can do it. This is the time that it's sitting there waiting for us. It's like a present waiting for us to go ahead and tap into. We just have to try to do it a little extra. Yeah, we're tired. It's been a long Rosh Hashanah, but it's been uplifting. We felt it. We felt getting higher. So now we got to take that into this week and continue to push ourselves, try to milk the whole situation so that we can all grow and get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the greatest way.